Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? Today's show is based on one question coming from Matthew 24, verse 12, and it goes something like this.
Where in the world do we go when love grows cold? Where in the world do we go when love grows cold?
So it could be just me, but I find it to be quite fascinating that I have a built-in vocalist by right of marriage that can provide hooks for my podcasts. Thanks, babe. Where in the world do we go when love grows cold? That comes from Matthew 24, verse 12, and I'll read it to you from the NASB version. It goes like this. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But that's not all. Verse 13 says, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Verse 14 says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come.
Where in the world do we go when love grows cold? Where in the world do we go when love grows cold? Where in the world do we go when love grows cold? Where in the world do we go when love grows cold?
So when you look at that verse, there's two words that start with the letter L. As there is an increase in the first L, there's a decrease in the second L. Did you catch it? God describes the first L word as when human beings deliver justice the way they believe someone deserves, disregarding human rights. Doing things our own way because it feels good or right. Matthew 24:12 says, because L is increased, most people's L will grow cold. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Endure what? Endure the cold. It is the indifference to those around us and the acceptance that this cold is the only way. When we believe the lie that the cold is our only choice. So how do we endure to the end when it looks like the world is falling apart? With hate and violence and threats of martial law to contain it. It's like the end of the world. But wait, it's not the end of the world.
I just want to know where we go. Just want to know where we go. When love grows cold. When love grows cold. Just want to know where we go. Just want to know where we go. When love grows cold.
Verse 12 says, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. The verse says, most. Not all, most. There will be those who do not grow cold because the way to endure to the end is love. God is love. So where in the world do we go when love grows cold? We go to Jesus.
Just want to know where we go. Just want to know where we go. When love grows cold. Just want to know where we go.
Verse 13 says, "The one who endures to the end, he will be saved." So it looks like there is one last thing to take place before the end comes in verse 14. Can you see it? Verse 14 says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." God counteracts the cold with a highly contrasted message to the world: the announcement of the arrival of another kingdom, the message of the gospel of love. It will be a testimony because of an event that changed everything, an event that rolled back our confirmed death sentence into a choice, an event on the cross of Calvary that did not seek itself, trying to compete in strength, expose injustice, reveal the cruelty. This was the heart condition of man after the fall. He came to solve the problem. It was rather a demonstration of self-sacrificing love that would reveal the true enemy and defeat sin and death once and for all. With those final words, just before his final breath, "It is finished." So now you have a choice. Praise God for that. What will it be? Where in the world will you go when love grows cold? When we see the hatred around us and we weigh in the balances the justice measure that should be dealt, we run to Jesus. We put him on daily. It's the only way. Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Over and out. Where in the world do we go?